Jazz up your life Sunday to Thursday with Yo Dye on All That Jazz.
Now we like to do
who's the idea of Go-Go Penguin in the very beginning?
So the original thing was that a friend of ours used to run a night in a club in Manchester, really small. You know, I think you could, how many people would you fit in Sandbar? 30 in that room? I don't know. And it was generally our friends who knew the band, but you know, it gradually started to get bigger. But we asked, a friend of ours said, look, do you want to come and play a show? And we said, yeah, but we don't have a name for the band and needed to come up with something. And we had originally had the a bit of that more of a jazz idea of calling the band after the person who set up the band. And originally, a version of this kind of before Go-Go Penguin was Chris Illingworth Trio. And it never felt right. I don't want to be a band leader, and it didn't feel like it was my band. And it was, we only did that because it was jazz. It was the jazz thing to do. And we wanted a name that reflected this idea of it's a band, like Foo Fighters, Massive Attack, anybody, you know, it's just all these people making something. So yeah, the penguin thing came from a weird papier-mâché and fur and I don't know what else, paint and stuff that made this thing that looked like a penguin to use in an opera in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And somehow a friend of ours ended up with it in his lounge at home and where we used to practice. And we saw that and thought, well, call the band Penguin. And then I don't know, somebody came up with Go-Go. I don't remember where that came from, but yeah, it stuck. And I think, you know, we wanted something that was a bit fun as well. We don't want to be too serious and something that's just a bit weird. And I think, you know, people remember it now. You know, people remember the name.
Great name. Chris 最早组建乐队的时候 以他自己的名字来命名乐队 Chris Illingworth Trio. 后来他觉得这个名字不够酷。 当时在他们经常排练的朋友的酒吧的舞台上摆放着一个奇怪的歌剧的道具，看起来像是一只可爱的企鹅，于是他们就起名叫做Go-Go Penguin。
interesting thing is I heard the, you know, Massive Attack influence. Also, I heard Trance by three acoustic musicians play the build-up. It's not electronic, but trance feeling of the build-up of the song.
Go Penguin 在2023年推出的全新专辑 Everything is going to be OK 当中的 Parasite 寄生虫，三位音乐家用钢琴、木贝斯和鼓演奏出了电子音乐的效果。
And piano part a lot of looping feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because there's obviously that element in there, but I never really thought about why I was doing that or trying to do that for any particular reason, and then realized I think it's more.Weirdly, I think it's more from the classical music background that I got inspired to do that, because I'm trying to play layers, you know, it's trying to, I think we all do that within the instruments and what we're capable of with those instruments, it's trying to like make as many layers as possible. So we hopefully, you know, we've had a lot of people say that when they hear the band, it sounds a lot bigger and more powerful than what they'd expect from three people. And I think that's down to that idea of, you know, when we write something as well, if I'm writing a piano part, I'm always thinking...Where do the other instruments sit in there? And when we start developing it together, we soon find out if something's too dense, if I'm getting in the way of the drums or the bass and there's too much going on, it's finding ways so that everything sits together and kind of weaves together and links together. And then it becomes one big sound then. You know, it's not, I think, and again, and this is very, very generalized. I don't want it to sound like it's having a go at, you know, that kind of music. But with a lot of jazz, I found that a lot of it very much felt like,you'd have a layer that's on top and then supporting players a lot of the time. And that's, you know, a part of that music. And you get that, you know, looking at indie bands, you've got the frontman. There's always this idea of the frontman. There's the singer or, you know, a guitar solo in a, you know, 70s rock. You know, it's like that very much comes to the foreground and everything else is this kind of thing in the background. And we don't really want to do that a lot of the time. You know, it's much more this idea of how do we find...all these elements that can kind of weave together and it becomes something where you're not sure, you know, where your attention wants to be. You want to see everything and see this whole thing as one big picture.
Chris 说在他们的音乐当中不像传统乐队那样在乐队当中只有一件乐器是主奏乐器而其他的则是伴奏乐器。在这方面他受到来自古典音乐的启发在一首乐曲当中三件乐器同时演奏出层次感。创造出更加强大有力的音响效果。
that's what one of the things that I liked when I heard the music the first time was that I heard this layering concept and this idea that things can intertwine in unusual ways and cycles can overlap or not overlap or take longer to resolve, but it keeps an interest in the music which isn't soloistic, it's more the development of structure.
I think we really kind of did a lot of that stuff on Man-Made Object as well, where we really got into that repetitive and then sort of building. But I think, you know, with instrumental music, or music in general, but it's tension and release, and, you know, it's the idea of, you know, like it building up into some, you know, from a... there's a lot of tunes where we start from a very small, yeah, quiet space, and then it builds in intensity. And it's great, you know, we try and shape the set list the same way, you know, like where it's quite a gentle start, really, and then it just gets gradually more and more intense as it goes along. And I think that really gives that the feeling that you're talking about, you know, where it just keeps going and keeps building and building. It's just something that comes from a lot of electronica, comes from other places as well, but probably the electronica influence in there. We'll be right back.
that's the unique sound and how you attract young people to listen to your music, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting because I think sometimes we underestimate what people are taking from it. I mean, we've had some people who just obviously enjoy just coming to listen to a gig and listen to a show, but then we've had a lot of people who, you know, the music's helped them in some way. And it always means so much to us when we hear that. But then, you know, I know that we've chatted between us and we say, there's music that does that for us. Mm. And I think that's something that's really beautiful and really universal. It's like if it's good music and it's saying something, it can connect with people. It doesn't matter what country they're from, whether they're, you know, boy or a girl or whatever. You know, all of these things kind of don't matter. Mm. And it's just people and you can talk. And I mean, the fact that we can come to China and, you know, we don't speak any Chinese. Nick's learned a couple of words to be able to do on the gig. You know, he knows more Chinese than I know. So, I love that we can do that and play to people we've never met and you connect, you know, you feel like there's some connection. And that means a lot because music's done that. I know, you know, music's done that for all of us. You know, music's a big, and like you said yourself, you know, music's a big part of your life. And so I think, yeah, I don't know. It's really nice to know that there are younger people involved. But I also love the fact that when we play a gig, there's people from every generation. You know, my son came to see us briefly the other day when we did a sound check. He's 4, and we've seen kids probably younger than that with ear defenders on, you know, because it's too loud. And then people who are, you know, sometimes people who are very much coming because they think it's jazz and that's a thing that they've been more into and they might be part of an older generation. Mm-hmm. And yet the old rock crowd as well. There'll be some of them there. And I love that. You know, it's for everybody. It's really cool.
And the old jazz crowd.
And you play a lot of rock festivals, right?
Yeah, we do. We did Fuji Rock in July. Yeah, and we've played some big festivals in the US as well, you know, like Coachella and Bonnaroo and all these things. And it's that's great. We love the fact that we can do both, you know, like, well, not just both like clubs and festivals, but we can also do concert halls and jazz clubs, and the music translates. Sometimes we have to change the set a little bit for the environment, but you know, we can do that, and it's quite unique really, because there's not many bands who can fit in all those different molds.
如今 GoGo Penguin 可以在全世界各地参加大型的摇滚音乐节，也可以在音乐厅和小型的爵士俱乐部里面演出，给世界各地的乐迷们带来惊喜。今天节目最后我们听到的是 GoGo Penguin 在2022年推出的 EP Between Two Waves 当中的乐曲 Ascent。